B-Pod Studios.
But you know what? That's just one take. How about all the takes with our friend Pat Egan? Pat, what's happening, my friend?
Jesus. It's like me
He's
with the Twitter poll. It's like me
He's
with the Twitter poll.
A call. Your buddy Dieter was on the line.
Ah, jeez. What's going on, man?
Yeah, for those that don't know, Dieter calls and he just asks random sports questions.
He wanted to know what happened in the NBA game last night.
He'll literally call and go,
yo, dude, who won the NBA game last night?
You're like, Dieter, if only there was a website you could go to find that out.
There was something called the interweb.
But when you're the foremost authority on sports,
yes,
you're going to come to the experts like us, and that's what Dieter does. We'll move on.
Hello, Pat.
Yeah, you didn't say hello yet. People enjoy that.
Because I'm not ready to start.
Okay.
Can you let me finish?
I was trying to get you to begin.
Hello. Hi, Pat.
Hey,
now, we like to think our team's doctors suck in Philly, and that's because they do, all right? But then the Chargers' doctors stepped up and said, hold my due, as they have taken incompetence to a whole new level. So Tyrod Taylor missed Saturday's game with an apparent chest injury, and we didn't really think anything of it. But then yesterday, Adam Schefter revealed that the injury was a punctured lung caused by a team doctor administering an injection pregame.
My favorite thing that went around the internet, I think it was from Barstool. It was the scene from Pulp Fiction where they're trying to revive Uma Thurman.
Yeah.
And John Travolta standing over top with the syringe. And that was the Chargers doctor and Tyrod Taylor. So not funny because it was a serious situation.
Yes, it was.
But funny because that's funny. But I was reading a report. I think it was from... I can't remember now. But I was reading the report. Deadspin. And a woman highlighted the last 20 years of doctors for the Chargers, and their previous doctor had 2 DUIs maybe the year before he was hired.
Oh, my God.
And then I think it was the same one that, on a much more serious note, was prescribing drugs to Junior Seau.
Yee.
Still, after he had long since retired.
So the bizarre part here, because the first you hear this, you go, oh, that's a malpractice lawsuit waiting to happen.
Yeah.
But unfortunately for the players, due to the CBA, you cannot sue the team doctor.
Ha!
So Tyrod Taylor just got a punctured lung in a season he was starting by the team doctor, and now he can't really do anything about it.
That's awesome. That is just so great. Yeah, here it is. The article on Deadspin. D'Arbe Walker, she wrote the story. And it cites Dr. David Chow, a former doctor of the Chargers. And then it kind of follows their history of hiring terrible doctors. So go figure. What else you got, Pat?
I wasn't really done with that one.
Oh,
okay.
No, go ahead. Keep going then. Means. I'm sorry.
No, I was done with that one. We'll
That's
move
what
on.
I thought.
Joe Burrow is just a simple boy from Ohio, and his parents are much of the same, right? They've lived a good life at LSU, but now he's in the NFL. I don't know if you guys are aware of that.
He was
one of the top picks. And they are getting acclimated to NFL fans. So his parents headed to the Bengals-Browns game last week, and it seems Burrow's mom was not prepared for the vitriol she heard from the stands. Quote, it was a little bit harsh. That would be one way to put it. I guess I haven't been to enough NFL games to know if this is normal or if it's just a Browns thing. We experienced it a couple times in college, but this was just different. Lucky for Mama Burrow, she can't come to Philly because we're not allowing fans in the
that's
stands.
Right, yeah, yeah.
Wow, she better get a shield. I mean, what was there, like 10,000 people there?
Like, if you're Joe Burrow... I mean, I tell my mom not to read comment sections and stories.
That's just good advice for anyone.
I know, right? But, I mean, sometimes it's entertaining. It's entertaining, but when it's
for a second, and then it usually dives lower and deeper and more awful.
But do you ever have, like, will your mom ever enjoy that conversation? No. Like, she won't get that second of, like, oh, this is funny. But if your mom is at a football game hearing fans yell at your son, like, yell at her son, that can't be fun for anybody.
No. I can't. I'm not kidding. I can't imagine.
Even in the future, Mrs. Burrow, never come to Philadelphia then. Because, as they say in the movie Christmas Story, we use curse words like Michelangelo used paintbrushes. All right? So, yeah, that would be my take
on
that.
Yeah, I don't think... And the worst part is she wasn't even sitting near the dog pound. She was sitting on the other side, so she wasn't even getting the worst of it. And they weren't wearing Burrow jerseys.
Oh.
Because they said, and this is kind of, I don't know, the way you guys read it, I thought it was kind of arrogant. They said, we're not ready to just be like Joe Burrow's parents. We're not ready to like be known as Joe Burrow's parents. We just want to, you know, be there for our son. We're not ready for the limelight yet. Mm-hmm. As if, you know, they would be.
Yeah, it's stupid.
You're not Ann Iverson, folks. All right? You're Joe Burrow's parents.
Yeah, really.
Relax. All right.
I didn't want to tell you that.
She did not. So there's
By the way, happy birthday, Mrs. Iverson.
Wow.
Ann Iverson's birthday was yesterday.
Way to jump ahead.
We don't do birthdays.
Way to jump ahead.
I'm
disappointed in you.
Yesterday.
Yeah, but he was going to revisit it.
The gall of you.
If you would have.
Who is anti-birthday.
I am.
To sit here on my segment.
Uh-huh.
And wish Ann Iverson a happy birthday, assuming that I wasn't going to already do that?
You weren't going to do a belated birthday.
You've got a lot of nerve.
If you ever said, and belated birthdays, I would be like, no, you're out. No more.
Mark, we're moving on.
Okay, thank you.
A local guy, Rob McElhenney from It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Yes,
he also has the very funny show, Mythic Quest, on Apple Plus.
Yeah, I haven't caught it yet.
It's really good.
Is it really good?
Yeah,
okay,
really good.
All right.
He, along with another guy, you might have heard of him, Ryan Reynolds.
He's handsome.
He's a good-looking dude. They're planning on putting in a bid for a North Wales soccer team. So he might be getting in the soccer game.
Rob McElhenney?
Yes, and Ryan Reynolds. Sweet D and Blake Lively as the missus of North Wales.
Is the National League side Wrexham. Of course, that world-renowned team.
Yeah, I guess. So is Ryan Reynolds going to buy that, make it worth $1 billion, and then resell it like he did with his little, vodka company, tequila company?
No, you're thinking of George Clooney.
I think Ryan Reynolds is invested in
Ryan Reynolds did the same thing?
Yeah, he does a commercial. I think it was in the Super Bowl.
I knew that.
How dare you correct me on your segment?
What are we doing in radio?
George Clooney made like $1 billion. Ryan Reynolds only made like a couple mil.
All right, he's a loser then. I mean, come on. Only a couple bill?
Who resurrected Rick Moranis' career to bring it back full circle?
Ryan Reynolds.
Boom!
Does anybody dislike Ryan Reynolds?
I think it's the second guy from Two Guys, a Girl, and a Pizza Place. I think he doesn't like Ryan Reynolds.
I think he's just kind of universally liked, right?
He reminds me of the character Aldous Snow in Forgetting Sarah Marshall, where they're sitting in the ocean and he says something and the guy's like, crap, you're cool, man. Like, I can't. I want to dislike you, but I can't.
Yeah, right.
Because Ryan Reynolds says everything, but you can't dislike him.
Jen and the boyfriend were watching a Ryan Reynolds movie the other night.
Oh, what were they watching?
The Titanic.
Proposal?
Yeah. There it is.
Oh, wow. Bobby!
Were they leaving room for the Holy Ghost?
Oh, I was right there.
Okay.
And that's a great segue into my next story.
Oh, because
you're welcome.
Accidental.
I was sitting in bed last night, and I was thinking about what a bleep show 2020's been, and I thought, you know what 2020 needs? It needs a good cult. And little did I know that we had one, but it was in Russia, and Russian authorities just ruined all the fun.
What happened?
So they arrested a former traffic cop who claimed he was the reincarnation of Jesus. And I don't think we should just throw that accusation out the window, right? We should hear him out
on
that.
He might be.
Amen.
Yeah, he might be, right? And he was running a Russian cult in Serbia for the past 3 years. His name was Sergei Tarop, a.k.a. Serb Jesus. He lost his job in 1989. He claimed that he had an awakening towards the collapse of the Soviet Union. Uh-huh. So he did what any traffic cop who just lost his job would do. He founded, quote, the Church of the Last Testament, which as of a few days ago had a few thousand followers, but then Russian authorities had to once again, they ruined all the fun. They stormed in with helicopters and armed officers, and they stormed the compound. They arrested him and a few of his apostles after he was ratted out by one of his boys who took 30 pieces of silver and a Disney Plus login for the full year.
The Disney Plus login?
Well, they got The Mandalorian coming back. They have WandaVision. You don't understand why you get ESPN Plus. You get Hulu, I believe, with it too. So it's understandable why he ratted them out.
What kind of a compound did he have that it took helicopters and all that to?
Well, it's in Serbia.
Wow,
he's
pretty
not
neat.
With 7,000 people. He's not playing games, Bob.
I want a battle royale. I want to be a battle royale, I guess. But I need Philly Jesus and Serb Jesus.
I wonder if they've met.
I'll roll with Serb Jesus.
Yeah. Did you roll with Serb? Well, because Serbia?
Yeah.
You think it's a meaner street?
He's seen
than
some
Philly?
Stuff. Yeah.
He's seen some stuff. That's
he was a traffic cop. It's worth noting that Philly Jesus went to Doherty.
Did he really?
Yeah, he went to Doherty. I didn't know him, but he went to Doherty.
Wow.
All right, and then we'll
tear
move
down
on
the
to
school. I'll rebuild it in three
we'll
days.
Move on to birthdays. I was going to do birthdays from yesterday, and Iverson, shout out to you.
Stop it.
Somebody already ruined that part of this segment. So we'll go with local guy Eddie George. He won a little award
from Abington.
Yeah, an award called the Heisman. You might have heard of it. Former Nova guard Randy Foy.
I love Randy Foy in college.
Was he taken? Was he the one who was taken ahead of Steph Curry?
That sounds right. Yeah,
I think he was like 11th or 12th. Because Minnesota took Randy Foy and Ricky Rubio, and everyone was like, what are they doing? I believe that was him.
Yeah, that was the same draft, I think.
I could be wrong. Yeah. Okay, we'll Google it. And former Eagle great Timmy Jernigan also celebrates a birthday.
Oh, Timmy Jernigan, one of my favorite things about him ever, one of the people from Sunday Night Football, asked me if he was a real player.
What?
Because they had somebody behind the scenes. Yeah, because they just had the player player shot, the player picture. And they're like, yo, is this guy for real? Is this like a joke? And I said, no, that's Timmy Jernigan. They go, that's real. That's a grill. That guy plays with that.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, yeah. I totally get why you would ask. But yes, that's a real player.
And they don't? I mean, come on.
What was his rapper name? Do we remember?
I didn't know he had a rapper
name. Stud Muffin.
Yeah, that's right.
And that's a very illustrious career he's had.
Ricky Rubio was taken ahead of Steph Curry, not Randy Foy.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Randy Foy was taken 7th overall.
All right, I apologize.
But Steph Curry was also 7th different years.
Yes. J.J. Redick won 11th that year.
Okay, nobody cares. We'll move on to today in history.
Do we want to go through who the Sixers took that year?
Might as well, while we're there.
Thabo Sefolosha.
Actually, a very good draft pick at number 17 overall in Drew Holiday.
Oh, what's up?
I've heard of that guy.
That was a good draft
pick. That was the same season?
Steph and Drew were the same year.
Oh, that year. I thought you were talking about the year that...
We've already moved on from Randy
Foy. Do you even watch basketball?
So wait, whose birthday was it?
Ann Iverson.
Okay.
All right, in 1919, Boston Red Sox... Jesus, can I move on?
Which Jesus? Serb Jesus or Philly Jesus?
Serve Jesus. Well, actually, Philly Jesus isn't arrested.
Or actual Jesus.
In 1919, Boston Red Sox slugger Babe Ruth set a major league record with his 28th home run of the season.
Wow.
A year later, now he's playing for the Yankees. He became the first player to hit 50 in a season. All right, so that was a good trade.
Talk about your all-time backfires.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. The play no-no in the net really worked out for them.
And wait till you see how JT Romuto and Sixto Sanchez works out.
Yeah, let's move on. Anyway. In 1991, Jackson State head coach Deion Sanders returned to the Braves after leaving the team on July 31st to report to training camp with the Falcons. So he returned for the playoff run with the Braves. Good two-sport athlete.
Very nice.
In 2008, Washington Senators great Mickey Vernon died. Now, I know that name really won't mean much to anyone listening, but I bring it up because the great Harry Callis often talked about his love of baseball grew when he went to a game and got Mickey Vernon's autograph. So, without Mickey Vernon, there would probably be no Harry Callis, and I know pretty much all of us grew up with Harry Callis.
Look at that.
And then
look
finally...
at you putting two and two together.
In 2006, a Washington football quarterback set an NFL record for most consecutive passes in a game with 22. Can you name this guy?
A Washington quarterback?
Guaranteed you've completely forgotten he even played for Washington.
What year?
2006.
Danny Werfel?
It's not a bad guess, actually. Bob, you got a guess over there?
Brad Johnson?
Or are you just not listening? Bob's not listening.
No, I fell asleep. What'd you say?
Mark Brunell.
Wow. Lefty Mark Brunell.
He went broke. He had some bad investments, and I think he was trying to grab whatever he could.
Yeah, that's why he just kept playing and playing and playing. And that...
It's amazing that some people do that.
Supreme Court was established today.
Nobody cares.
Oh.
That's not important.
Wow.
That's not even close to being important.
That's pretty important.
That's
Ben
really?
Ginsburg, what's up?
R.I.P. And that.
R.I.P. Wait. That's fine.
That is all it takes.
Thank you very much.
I think that I'm an incredible human being.
You nailed it, Pat.
I did.
Thank you very much.
I crushed
He was getting love guys. Yesterday on Twitter,
No.
It's amazing what happened. It's amazing what happens when you Venmo people a dollar.
Yeah, here's what we're going to do. When we're able to do a radio station promotion again, we're going to have Serve Jesus versus Philly Jesus. We're going to do that.
That'll be next year's
flying in Serve Jesus.
We could go to him. We could do a remote.
We can probably get somebody sponsor it. Yeah, absolutely.
I think I have a good sponsor in mind, as a matter of fact.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. text Jason to 45911, and we'll send the link straight to your phone.